Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Masechet Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Now let me ask you a question. If the Beis Shammai say that your keli cannot do a malacha for you on Shabbos, does that mean you can't have a candle burning on Shabbos? Does it have to be dark in your house on Shabbos? How could that be? Surely the Beis Shammai hold that your mother should sin lech lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, that it's a mitzvah. And one of the most important mitzvahs in a Yiddish house. According to the Beis Shammai, does this mean that you can't have a pot of chont cooking? Well, the answer is, says the Bat Tanura, that of course the Beis Shammai allow us for our houses to be lechtig and lit up on Shabbos and for food to cook. But in order to do it, technically, you would have to be mafkir your kelim. In other words, you would have to declare the candle and the cooking pot, the fire, ownerless. It's not mine. And therefore, I am not doing it with my keli, because it's not my keli. That would be the way around it. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. Okay, so besides for candles burning and your food cooking, Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Beis Shammai Yomrim, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Neislin, we will not allow you to put in Unin Shel Pishtan, bundles of flax, Litoich, inside Hataner, into an oven, Ella, unless there is enough time for it to become heated. Yafilu means to become heated. Sometimes we say that the breath is called hevel, like the hot breath that comes out of your mouth. It says that the world stands in the schus of hevel piv shal tenoika shal besuamen, of little children learning Torah. Those of you that may be learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, you're going to learn where it says that the hevel, according to one opinion, hot heat is what killed the animal when it fell into a bar. But in our case, what the Beis Shammai are saying is, I don't want you to put the bundles into an oven unless it heated up while it is still day. Nor may we place wool into a big pot. Yaira is a big pot. Ella, unless. Now the reason they put the wool into the pot was that it should get a color. It would soak, cook in a special dye. Well, it has to take this color. You have to clearly see this color when it is still day. Yiklut means to take in, like Ore Miklut, the cities that were made to take in those that killed someone b'shaygeg. To be koilet something means to absorb it, to be able to take it in. Yiklut ayin, ayin means your eye. But in this case, it means your eye that sees the color. According to the Beis Shammai, when you put the wool into the pot, to be colored, you have to be able to see the color. It has to take in the color before Shabbos begins. But that's, again, only according to the Beis Shammai. You say that your keli can't do any malacha for you. Ubeis Hillel matirin, the Beis Hillel say, it's mutter. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Beis Shammai, and the Beis Shammai say, Ein parson, you are not permitted to spread out. Okay, paris means to spread out. Can you think of a word that you say Friday night by davening, which is the same word? How's about ha-poires sukkas shalom? Kadosh Baruch Hu spreads the sukkah of shalom over all of Klal Yisrael. Leil Shabbos Kodesh. So, ein parson, you are not allowed to spread out. Mitzudais. Mitzudais means the traps or the snares that catch chaya v'oifais v'dagim. Now, a chaya is an animal that runs around wild. Lion, a bear, a tiger, a deer. V'oifais are birds and v'dagim are fish. So, even though I'm not doing the malacha, it's my trap that's doing it, and I set the trap up before Shabbos, but again, the Beis Shammai say you can't do it. Ella only, unless it's going to take in this animal, the chances are, and the Gemara explains what the circumstances are, but the chances are that this trap is already going to have an animal inside prior to the beginning of Shabbos. But again, that's only the opinion of the Beis Shammai. The Basil Matirin, the Basil say it's mutter, the Basil say it's okay for your keli to do malacha for you on Shabbos, as long as you're not the one that's doing it. Now, we're going to learn later when it comes to cooking on Shabbos that there was a little bit of a concern that if something isn't completely cooked before Shabbos, you're going to pick up the cover and say, oh, it's not cooking, you're going to mix it! Or you're going to shovel up the coals a little bit to get the fire bigger because you're going to say, oh, I want this chal to be good and geschmack tomorrow. How come there's no concern over here? So in regard to the flax, there's no such concern, according to the Beis Hillel, because everyone knew that if you opened up the cover and a draft got in, it ruined it. So nobody would do it. In regard to the wool, so en hachanami, there would be such a concern. And the only way even the Beis Hillel say is mutter is if you would smear a kind of a tit, a kind of like a thick something to prevent you from opening the cover, because I don't want you to forget and start shoveling the coals. If you start shoveling the coals, then it's no longer your keli that's doing the malacha, then you're going to be the one doing the malacha. And of course, even the Beis Hillel can't allow that.